I want to welcome Agile XRM to the podcast. I've known the people at Agile XRM for the past 12 years. I've seen how their business process management tool can add massive value to complex organizational processes in sectors such as finance and government. If you have complex processes or a need for dialogues on the Power Platform or Dynamics 365, take a look at how this BPM tool can add value. You can find them at agilexrm.com or check out the show notes for more details. Welcome to the MVP Show. My intention is that you listen to the stories of these MVP guests and are inspired to become an MVP and bring value to the world through your skills. If you have not checked it out already, I do a YouTube series called How to Become an MVP. The link is in the show notes. With that, let's get on with the show. Today's guest is from New York in the United States. He works as a Dynamics 365 CRM and Power Platform professional. He's currently, if I'm correct, in his first year of being an MVP, so relatively new. He's an event speaker, a blogger, a user group activist. I love that. I love that. So positive. And check out this in his bio. Favorite music are melodies and mind-blowing beats. And interests are roaming, chatting, enjoying life in a matured manner, but in a childish way. Now, I think that is superb, and I would like to say it sums up my life as well. You can check him out on Twitter, Arun Vernoff, or his blog, arundynamics.blogspot.com. Of course, I'll have these links in the show notes, so you can just click on them and check him out. But welcome to the show, Arun.
Thanks, Mark. It's my pleasure and privilege to be here.
It's good to have you on the show. I loved how you described yourself, enjoying life in a matured manner, but in a childish way. That's very cool.
Yeah, why I mentioned that, I'm in 40s, but I'm still achieving all my childhood, you know, memories, childhood achievements, whatever I wanted to achieve. One good example would be like, I recently owned my Hummer H2, which was my dream car in my childhood. That's why I said, okay, let's do all my childhood, you know. Now it's a low-hanging fruit, but by the time it was like, that's why I said, okay, let's go back to 40 years back. Whatever I wanted to be in my bucket list, let's do it now. So I'm starting over. That's why I said.
I love that attitude. That is so, so good. Tell me a bit about food, family, and fun, all those things that you do when you're not thinking about business applications.
Food, definitely I'm a food crazy guy, because in the United States, I will get everything, and like Mexican food, of course, Indian food, because Italian pasta, that's one of my all-time favorite. So whenever I go outing with my family, I have two girl kids and my wife, we all go for dinner out, lunch out, wherever we want to go, we'll take to-go parcels, we'll go to a park, sit out and eat, share the food. That's all fun, love with my family. So all bind together.
I love it. What's it like living in New York?
Good that you asked that. Okay, we are still in that COVID-19 pandemic, though it's 2022 now. So it put a screeching break, but I was in Seattle for 3 years, starting from 2016. Then I moved to East Coast for 5 years. I'm here, like in New York, New Jersey, close to. I love New York, that vibrant, you know. I don't think you have been here, right? I would love to catch you.
Yes, I've been to New York. I had Christmas in New York, yeah.
You know what the vibrant I'm talking about, right? That party mode, never sleeping city. Whenever we feel bored, I'll take my Grand Cherokee, I'll drive, I'll take, you know, nightlife, night mode, and during holidays, you know, the light colors and all. And I love to go to Microsoft Office, Google Office, whatever the meetup events, you know, for tech chat with a nice beer, whatever, right? And that's how I entered into community, to touch that, right? I became a New York community lead. We have our crew here. I have every year 365 Saturday events going on in New York. Nowadays, everything is remote. COVID, that's the only thing, it's slowing down our in-person greet and meet, right? Other than that, I'm everything. 90% I'm not missing New York. The 10% I'm missing everything else.
Yeah. And of course, that's been felt all around the world. How did you come to be in the US? What was your journey? How did you get into technology? Tell us a bit about the career path you've been on.
Yeah, actually, I was watching a few of your past things, right? I expect this question, but I have a cliche thing, okay? I'm an engineering graduate. Back in India, I started my career as a .NET developer, you know. But the moment you enter into .NET, to be frank, I'm an electronics engineer, okay? I'm not even into computer software, okay? If you ask me to solve some data structure and algorithm, I cannot do that, okay? To be honest. So I started my .NET. Oh, it's easy, right? I was thinking, okay, software means black screen, command mode. No, it's different, right? .NET is like drag and drop controls, la, la, la. Okay, it's a la-la world. Okay, let's go on Josh, right? Then I jumped into SharePoint. From there, I moved to Dynamics, right? It's back in 2006. I'm talking about Dynamics 3.0. After that, Dynamics didn't leave me. Okay, I didn't leave that. It didn't leave me. So that's how I was in India. Like I was, even I was doing .NET user group by the time, if you believe me. Okay, me and my friends. 2007 and 8, I was doing .NET user group in my native Coimbatore in India. Then I moved to Dynamics. Then I traveled to US. I was working for Microsoft, you know, internal things, projects that time. That's how, right? I moved as an on-site opportunity. I started building my career with my internal Microsoft folks. Many of my ex-colleagues were now full-timers and a lot of TPMs and product managers. I'm now collaborating with them in different spaces. I become MVP, non-MVP, doesn't matter for me. I always have my LinkedIn and Twitter touch base with everyone. That's how. It's not a roller coaster, to be frank. I started technology from day one. It's a straight heartbeat. Boop, 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 boop.
So how did you become an MVP? Who nominated you? How did you get into the program? What was the journey for you there?
Better late than never moment for me, okay? Because like I said, right, I was targeting for .NET MVP back in 2007 and 8, but after 13 years, let's say last 3 years, I was like doing New York events. You know, I started collaborating with Raz, you know, Raz Dynamics and Victor Dantas. And I have my own like buddies, right? Arik Levin, a couple of more folks, the New York crew. We all collaborated in, you know, Stack Overflow, in Dynamics community. We all work together. We have meetup events. Let's do big, okay? And then they said, oh, Andrew Butenko, Guido, all of them will reach me every year. Okay, hey, did someone nominate you? Did someone nominate you? Yeah, I'm being nominated every year. Something is missing. Something is missing. You know, that secret sauce. I don't know what is that. Maybe I was not fortunate to attend your mentor program, probably. People said, okay, maybe you have to create your impact. You know, you are very good at social media. You have very good, great network. You are covering speaker event, organizing event. You are doing Stack Overflow, Dynamics community. You're having your own blog. Probably you have to start broadcasting. You know, you have to, that missing pinch. I think Hardit Bhatia, right? He told me for a couple of days. He called me in WhatsApp and said, hey, this is what missing. You know, you have already enough content. Probably you have to do continuously and, how to say, consistently, right? That consistency, right? You know, like I said, I have two kids. So when they are in summer break, I will be on break. When they are in school days, I will be on So I will do for 6 months. I will be off for 6 months. So that's not the consistency, right? Then I started doing the consistent thing. Okay, once in a week something, right? That created that MEP rhythm. Then finally, Nataraj from Australia, right? He nominated me. It went through successfully, finally. Maybe.
Ah, okay. So I might get in touch with Nataraj. Maybe he has the Midas touch that he's got the golden fingers in nomination.
I know. Yeah, he's like Midas, right? He's picking. Maybe he's in the LinkedIn and Twitter. He's checking a lot of people who are, you know, contributing but not getting the limelight. Probably he's picking the candidates. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Has it impacted your career, becoming an MVP?
If you're looking for a structured way to enhance your career in Dynamics 365 and the Power Platform, this is for you. Enrollment for the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge April to June cohort are now open. I discovered MS CRM in 2003 and it changed the course of my life. My career in Dynamics 365 and the Power Platform has taken me all over the world, and the opportunities for people to build a career in the space today are better than ever. The 90-Day Mentoring Challenge will help you chart a path to capitalize on these opportunities and build the skills for greatness. Find out more at ako.nz365guy.com. For the first time, I'm limiting space on this cohort for a more intimate experience. So if you want to be part of it, don't wait. Enrollment will close on the 25th of March. Podcast listeners can use the code PODCAST for a 10% discount at checkout.
I have some immigration problems going on in here. That's why I couldn't start my company. So I'm still on my employment visa. Okay, but still, it definitely give a good impact boost in my career. But as a branding, I'm not able to build my own brand. I'm waiting for that. Once I get my immigration, boom, 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 cleared up, I can start my own career company and maybe I can build my own practice. That's a plan. That's in pipeline.
Do you have lots of connections back in India that, like, if you were to start a company like that, they could support you? You could, when I look at my company, we got hundreds of people in India that make up part of our organization. And so, and do you know what? It was crazy. When I started my IT career 30 years ago, the owner of the company that I was in, it was a company called Eagle Technologies. And he was saying just how far New Zealand was behind the rest of the world. He said, for example, I could go to India and if I wanted 500 developers, I could hire 500 developers to work on software. But, in our country, in New Zealand, you couldn't do anything like that. There's just the talent wasn't there yet. You know, India has become, and I'm even seeing it now in China as well, this massive talent pool of people that really understand the technology and can create amazing solutions.
Absolutely. Yeah, you nailed it, right? There are talents and millions and zillions of workforce, right? And you can choose, right, which best fit you, because tech skill as well as soft skill, you can balance and you can choose the people, right? That's definitely a option for me, because I can go like a local, right? When I go back to India, like, hey guys, this is my corp, who want to be an entrepreneur, who want to be a partner with me, right? That definitely, I have a lot of my school buddies and college buddies across the globe, starting from New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, Malaysia, India, even in Dubai, right? There are many good Dynamics clients. People always reach out to me like, oh, unfortunately, I have only 24 hours, right? But definitely give me a couple of folks. I can definitely groom them and I can definitely build them. And it's a win-win, right, for everyone. So definitely that kind of practice I'm doing as my hobby. I have many buddies who are reaching out to me. I'm helping them professionally and friendly. There are a lot of things going on. Yeah, that's definitely a fallback option. I can always look back as an offshore. I can, whenever any new proposal comes, okay, open the RFP. So let my offshore buddies bid for me, right? So I can definitely partner. That's in my one of my pillar, right, for my LL when I practice.
What do you think India got right? When you look at the CEO of Google, the CEO of Microsoft, the CEO of IBM, the CEO of Adobe, and those are the ones that just are top of mind, they all came from India, right? So what did they do either in the education? Because I always wondered, does it start in the education system? What did they get right that they created? They kind of predicted almost where the world was going to go and where the demand was. And they went for, information technology. And I suppose that maybe I'm blind. Maybe the strengths are there in engineering, like mechanical engineering and doctors and all these other, highly trained, highly skilled professionals. But what happened in the culture in India that, you know, some 20, 30, 40 years ago that's bred this now?
Couple of things, right? Education is a must for us, okay? We have to have minimum one degree. But most of us, right, whoever you are seeing today or you are going to see, right, most of us are going to be like a first graduate in our family. I'm the first graduate in my family, let me be honest, okay? So in our generation, in 80s, we are called 80s kids or 90s kids, right? So education is a must. We should have minimum one bachelor degree or one master's degree. And we woke up in the morning, like 5 a.m., we take a bicycle and go the other side of the, you know, town and go for a tuition. We have to score high. We have to beat, you know, everyone else. Otherwise, we will not be in the top pool, right? So that's so competitive. It's not like just for, okay, I'll always tell my friends and my wife and kids, right? So this is how I was trained, okay? Till my middle school, high school, I will say, okay, go to college, you're done and settled. Once you're in college, they will say, okay, go to the job, you're settled. You know, the short carrots, right? Your parents, your relatives, your friends, your teachers, mentors, everyone, they will hang in front of you. Hey, that's it. You're almost there. You know, once we look at back, we saw, oh man, we achieved a lot more than what we could achieve, you know, dream. Then we think, oh, we have more potential, right? We have more IQ, okay? We don't have time, right? That means something is lagging, right? So always like, okay, when the whole world is like let's say, enjoy the bachelorhood, enjoy the thing, but we will drive for, okay, let's achieve, then settle down, okay? That is what, when everyone is running for a marathon, right? We will go ahead 2 laps, okay? That may be the reason. Then we will see the potential within us. Then we cannot slow down, right? Only from there, it's only like, okay, one more lap, two more lap, three more lap, that kind of thing. Then maybe that's sweet, right? That success sweet. It will never leave you down. That's ecstasy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing.
So as you said, with one generation, you're the first one to get the degree. What are your views then on the second and third generations? From that point, you know, as in, like, I noticed in our culture, the impact of the Second World War on how my dad brought me up, being that he grew up while that war was on, was massive, and it affected how we were brought up. And now, the effect of that, you know, you being the first generation, getting the degrees, etc. What do you think the flow-on effect is for the following generations?
That's definitely not the case with my kid or my, you know, the next generation. Okay, like I said, right? Maybe the world is changing, right? People are saying now, though I didn't lose much, my friends didn't lose much, people are still saying, okay, maybe we were running all the time, right? Let's not force our kids, right? Let's not force our kids what we went through. Like, we were like a hamster, right? No, it's not. But still, okay, I want to give them, my kids, the freedom. Let them choose their career path, because I got 2 chances, right? Like I said, in my high school, I chose my biology. Okay, I didn't choose my computer science, number one. Number two, in my college, I didn't choose computer science. Again, I choose electrical and electronics. Okay, so I got an opportunity third time to start my career, right? Which is successful today. Got it? So, okay, though I started late, I got 2 chances to correct my mistake. Okay, let me give that chance to my kids, right? Let them get 5 chances, right? So that's the kind of thing. Let's give them the freedom. Okay, let them try. If they don't want to pursue a career, if they don't want to pursue like a education till 30, 40, who cares, right? But if they can earn their bread and butter, right? Of course. Let them choose their career, because that's the one thing I learned from New York. Okay, maybe this podcast will help everyone else what I'm thinking, right? New York, every person will have 2 faces, okay? One, they will go for an 8-hour job, okay, to earn their bread and butter. And in the night time, they will go for, you know, stage magician, stage artist show, or whatever their passion. They may be a cab driver in the night time. They may be... whatever, right? Or some people go for, you know, pub, and that is okay, their second phase, right? That will give them their, okay, this is what I want to pursue. Okay, I may be a guitarist, but I cannot do that for all 12 hours every day to earn. Okay, I will do my desk clerk work for 8 hours. Okay, then I will do the late night 4 hours as a guitarist. Okay, that's why New York is so busiest and loveliest city. It's setting that, you know, benchmark, right, for everyone. Okay, you can be anyone. Come into my city. You can live whatever life you want. You will get your chances, right? You may be a stage artist. You may be whatever. Maybe roadshow specialist. You may be a ventriloquist or whatever. That's yours. You will get your breakthrough. You can spend it in the nighttime or early morning time, but you can still do your 8-hour job, right? This is what the chance for everyone, right? My kids, my grandkids, everyone, right? Take a 6-hour job, 4-hour job, or 8-hour job, okay? Pay your rent, pay your insurance, okay? Then chase your passion, right? That I, thank God I learned it very late in my life from New York. So that I can do two life, right? Kind of, right? I can still manage my work-life balance with a lovely wife and kids. At the same time, I can, okay, stay night, do a blog, prepare for my event, okay? Even if it is not Dynamics, let's say I want to explore my AWS or Google Cloud, right? I can do that. Even if I want to do something else, okay, I want to do a civil architecture, right? I can do that. That kind of thing, always you can start your life any point of time. The world is changing. You may, like, I want to give the name, right? All our MVPs are like, Instagram. What do they call that? The celebrities. What do they call them?
Like Instagram famous?
Yeah, Instagram famous. They have the name, right? I forgot. I will ping it later. So you'll get a chance, right? Boom. You got your idea. You got a million followers. That's it, right? You may be a fashion icon. You may be influencer. Sorry, that didn't strike me. The influencer, right? All of us, MVPs are an influencer, right? We are driving the community, right? Many people are getting impressed by you. And you are being their, inspiration, right? So all of us are influencers. The same way technology influencer, there are many, many, many people to influence everyone, right? Not only science and technology, not only math and algorithm, not only... It can be anything, right? Startups, right? I will tell all my, I do mentoring here and there in college and schools, and I'll choose people and I'll mentor them. This is what I'll say. Okay, you may be having, my dad is having a problem in his business. My brother is having a problem. My sister is having a problem in her business. Okay, come with the solution, right? You need not to go to, that idea tank to get a venture capital or anything, right? Document your own idea. This can be your solution. Groom from there, okay? Choose one person who can be your mentor, okay? Talk to them. Groom your ideas, okay? You need not to be having any big investor. Forget about investor. Don't even think of. You can build something in paper, pen. Right, that's the vision, right? It's not all about dollars, money, or anything. It's all about like a solution to a problem, right? That's what missing, right? There are huge problem. Like even if you see, I remember James Phillips. He mentioned in one of our Ignite event or something. There are millions and zillions of problem where we can find a solution using our Power Platform. Right? Forget about Power Platform. There are many things, right?
So true. So true. Arun, our time has got away on us. It's been great talking to you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely. It's my privilege. Thanks, Mark.
Hey, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Business Application MVP Mark Smith, otherwise known as the NZ365 Guy. If you like the show and want to be a supporter, check out buymeacoffee.com/NZ365 Guy. Thanks again, and see you next time.
Before you go, a quick reminder that the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge kicks off on the 1st of April. Every cohort, I hear people say that surely this group has been the best one ever. The true magic of the 90-Day Mentoring Challenge is the connections formed between a group of people who are committed to learning with and from each other. Will you be part of the best cohort yet? Use the code PODCAST for 10% off at checkout. Visit ako.nz365guy.com to see a detailed curriculum and hear what past participants have to say about the challenge. I can't wait to help you discover the unique value you bring to the community and just how far you can take your career.